Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for having us, Tim.
All right, House Bill 286, passed in the House, in the Senate now. The headline, and there's obviously more than the headline, but the headline says, would prevent local governments from defunding their police. We've seen efforts at that in Athens. We had a couple of commissioners a year or so ago, the idea being that they would cut police funding by 50% over 10 years, reallocate resources elsewhere. You respond with legislation. Again, there's a lot more to it than that. We'll get into it as we move through here. But tell me now your understanding of where this is. It's passed the House. It's in the Senate. What do you hear from the Senate?
Well, we're hearing really positive feedback from folks. And Tim, you're spot on. We have heard calls to defund the police in Athens and Atlanta. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen here in Georgia. I was actually just reading yesterday an article out of Portland where they slashed their police budget. Now the mayor is trying to reinstitute funding because crime has spiked. The same thing happened in Minneapolis. And again, it's good that they're backtracking, but it's too late for the crimes that have already been committed. And so what we're trying to do here in Georgia is make sure that doesn't occur. We want to keep our communities safe. And so I'm hearing positive feedback. We had strong support in the House, including some bipartisan support. We'll be in committee in the Senate tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And so we're ready to get to work, try to get this bill through the Senate. We've been talking to all the stakeholders and making sure that this is a responsible, reasonable piece of legislation that doesn't stop, good local government to have a legitimate reason to reduce spending, but it stops radical, out-of-control local governments from just arbitrarily slashing 50% of their police budgets. And so that's what we're trying to do here. We feel like this legislation accomplishes that, and looking forward to getting it through the process.
All right, to that concern, and you hear this a lot, and I'm sure this is the first objection that comes up. Chris hits me up on Twitter and basically asks my question for me. Does this tie the hands of a city council that believes the police force has become a burden on a small municipality because of things like repeated litigation, maybe turn it over to the sheriff's office to handle the coverage? What about these small communities that might legitimately want to defund and eliminate police departments? Now, as I understand your legislation, it does speak to that specific issue regarding the size of police departments.
It does, and we're still in talks about maybe right now the legislation doesn't apply to cities or counties with less than 10 police officers, and I'm open to increasing that number because a county or city with that few a number of officers, 5% may be one officer, and so what we've also done is to the question you just brought up. A city can transition services to the sheriff, and that is covered under this legislation, no matter the size of the city, as long as the city continues to provide, or city or county continues to provide adequate law enforcement. So we've worked into this legislation also if there's a loss in revenue greater than 5%. Responsible, reasons to reduce spending. But again, for any city or county that wants to defund the police, we're not going to let that happen here in Georgia.
All right. Well, what about, and again, Houston Gaines, State Rep. Houston Gaines with us here, the philosophical question, never mind the numbers, just the principle of the thing. Listen, if Tim Denson, Athens Clark County Commissioner Tim Denson, Commissioner Mariah Parker, if they propose this and it reflects the will of the people in their district, then who's the legislature to intervene here? And if it doesn't reflect the will of the people in the district, they can vote them out. I mean, you understand the philosophical question.
I do, and I appreciate that, and I think those individuals would be voted out in the next election. The problem is between them cutting a significant amount of police and crime spiking, individuals getting killed, that's where the legislature does have to step in, is if we have individuals whose lives are at danger, that is our role, and that's where, I'm somebody who supports local control, but if you have local governments that are out of control, we have to step in. And so that's what we're doing with this bill. And I do think those local elected officials would see a significant issue at the ballot box. But again, if you have violent crime increasing, We have to make sure that doesn't occur.
Mayor Kelly Gertz calling this a solution in search of a problem, I think was the phrase we used when we brought, or he used when we brought this up in our conversation with him a couple of weeks ago. What do you say to that, that this really isn't a problem in places where it has been suggested, Athens and Atlanta specifically, nothing's come of it?
Well, if the mayor and others think it's not a problem, then they have nothing to worry about, you know, if the bill passes. So I think they wouldn't be concerned unless they were actually looking at, you know, cutting a significant amount of spending of the police force. So, you know, for me, I think that this is something that is being seriously considered in Athens, Clark County, and the city of Atlanta. They looked at cutting $73 million last year. And again, we worked in this legislation to make sure if there's a reasonable, responsible need to reduce spending, you know, that's not what we're concerned with here. What we're concerned with here is arbitrarily slashing 50% of the police budget. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen. And since I've been, you know, every time I'm in Athens over the last few weeks since we've introduced this bill, had people across the political spectrum thanking us for this bill, because it really is a concern for so many. And this cuts across party lines. It's not partisan. What we're trying to do is protect lives and make sure that our community stays safe.
In terms of getting this thing passed, Representative Gaines, it made it through on crossover day or before crossover day. So good news there. It's in the Senate now, going to come back to the House if it gets out of the Senate in some form or fashion. You're looking to get out of there, I think Representative England told us, by the 31st. At least that's what your calendar says. Is there enough time to get this done?
I think so. Like I say, we'll be in Senate committee tomorrow. I do expect some changes, again, as we've been working with folks like the Georgia Municipal Association, the Association of County Commissioners, and folks in the Senate. You know, we worked up some revisions to the bill. Again, we'll be in Senate committee tomorrow morning, and I do think we have time to get this bill passed through the Senate, get it back to the House, and get it onto Governor Kemp's desk.
Stacey Abrams, we heard from her earlier this morning, is, of course, 2018 candidate for governor, talking about solutions in search of problems. She thinks that speaks to the issue of election reform legislation, the narrative out there that you folks, you Republicans, want to suppress votes, specifically minority votes. How can you pass election reform, meaningful election reform, against that kind of a backdrop, against that kind of a narrative?
Well, you know, so I've been in the House. This is my third term. And in my first year, a year after Republicans swept every statewide office, the House and the Senate passed House Bill 316, which was major election legislation that included, a plethora of changes to our election system. And again, that was 2 years ago. And so, you know, year after year, the General Assembly looks at elections issues. And I would just encourage people to take a look at the House bill that was passed, because, you know, you hear this narrative in the media and from Stacey Abrams, but it's not reality on the House bill that we passed. And I think that ultimately the goal is to get a piece of legislation that makes the system better, that makes it easy to vote. We want to make it as easy as possible for people to vote and encourage people to get out and vote. But I think that, you know, what we're working on is to make sure that the system runs better, smoother for voters. And so I think you're ultimately going to get a bill that certainly does not suppress the vote and instead makes the system better and continues to make Georgia a leader in elections.
I'm walking out on a limb here, and I may be mistaken. I don't want to give you credit for something you didn't do. On the other hand, my increasingly sketchy memory tells me that you have a parental leave bill that has met with some success in the House. Tell me, am I right? That's you, right? You're the parental leave bill guy. Where is that one?
It is. It's for state employees and teachers and educators, 3 weeks of paid leave. You know, currently our teachers, educators, state employees have no paid leave. This would also affect, you know, University of Georgia employees and Athens Tech and UNG. So it's a significant issue for our area. And we did pass that bill out of the House, 155-2, overwhelming bipartisan support. And so now that bill is also in the Senate, and hoping that will be in Senate committee early this week on that bill as well.
All right, State Rep Houston Gaines, Athens Republican again, maybe a couple of weeks left in this year's legislative session. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks so much for having us, Tim.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.